Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
From the kitchen, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 11:03 on a Wednesday evening right here on your fan New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the kitchen, 345 Hudson Street, he sits. Peter Hoffman on the other side of the kitchen. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666 for the four-hour Wednesday schmooze. Right up until Amy Lawrence at 3 on your fan. New York City.
It's been an incredible ride this whole year.
Yeah, he. This code is now in session.
Get it. Hey.
No, I can't thank my teammates enough in this organization for putting me in this position. I'm blessed to be here to get a chance to play this game every day.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
This judge is hip. And that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line or this coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Love. Here comes the judge.
There it is. Gone. A judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the judge. His 49th home run.
You know, I think it's what side of the fence you're on. For me, he's been incredible.
To be honest, never really thought about it. You know, I was just trying to do whatever I can to put our team in a good position.
One more time.
Number 50. It's a judgian blast. Well, you talk about Judgment Day. He just sets a new record. 50 home runs in his rookie year.
The feat is remarkable for any hitter that does it in the game of baseball. He hit 50 homers. But just the way he's handled it with grace and humility, and he's never lost who he is and his ability to change someone's day, that's been the most incredible thing to me.
The face part of the party of the face part should be known in this contract as the face part of the party of the face part.
Here comes the judge! Everybody know that he is the judge!
If you look back at the history of the Yankees and all the greats that have played or put on the pinstripes, it's extraordinary.
Now, everybody know I am the judge.
Ladies and gentlemen, night court is now in session. We will bang the gavel slowly. Please be seated. Calling the case of the people of the Bronx, New York City versus the American League and National League Eastern Divisions. Your honorable ones, may I be heard. We would like to proceed with an opening statement. The bailiff at 345 Hudson Street will swear in all eye and ear witnesses, so after said witnesses are sworn in, the bailiff will ask you to state your name and where you're from so we can begin direct examination, where we might object, sustain, or overrule as appropriate, with cross-examination possible depending on the length of your testimony. Well, it's possible. It's possible we'll have to take a 2 to 3 minute recess to give time for a closing argument before taking our next witness, and all witnesses will be sworn in using the same Bible used by the president for his photo op a few weeks ago. The honorable judge appears to be ready to preside in right field and will ask all members of the jury to be seated after he homers into the right field jury box of his peers, who will decide his guilt or innocence, determined by his ability to stay healthy and productive as the popular face of the franchise in the court of public opinion. Apparently, the judge has served his sentence handcuffed by injury with the rib and the partially collapsed lung. Stanton is still serving time for lacking clutch hits and will be out on parole for opening day, hoping to avoid serving time on the IL for bumps and bruises. James Paxton, he's been acquitted for crimes against his back, and he is free to roam the Bronx. And Aaron Hicks, assaulted by Tommy John, has been through rehab, recovering nicely, determined to get even with every left-hander he will see over the 60-game season. In other words, Judge Paxton, Stanton, and Hicks, free men, set to play and perform. Now, of course, injury is one thing. We remember from last year, and no Yankee fan forgets 30 players on the IL 39 times in 2019. The virus is another thing. The Yankees have had 7 bitten by the virus since March. One of them sent to the hospital, and as you know, they can't reveal, nor will they reveal the names. And of the 7 bitten by the virus since March, one of them sent to the hospital. But from what we understand, and this is good news, all have recovered. However, as much as injury and the virus can't be avoided, leaving runners in scoring position can send a team into quarantine, isolated from the playoffs. The Yankees don't want to socially distance themselves from the World Series, and where might there be pressure if, indeed, later this month, the season gets underway and over the 66 days for the New York Yankees and the 60 games, where is the pressure going to be? Is it going to be on Aaron Boone? Is it on Gerrit Cole to show he's worth his prorated salary? Is it going to be on the rest of the team? Is it on everybody to reach what's been the unreachable dream since 2009? If you've never been to the Bronx, item number 2 on the opening monologue. If you've never been to the Bronx, you'll not need a compass or a GPS. Not when Bobby Bonilla can show you around. Every July 1, the Wilpons show him the money, and they will continue to show him over 1 million large until, get this, 2035. You may have read about this again. It's always going to be notable and readable every July 1 when Bobby, at the age of 72, will collect the final payment from a Wilpon deal that was thought to be clever and thought to be smart until Bernie made off with the money. To make a long story, as long as the Wilpons will pay Bonilla, the Wilpons thought they would be able to defer what was left on a $5.9 million deal with 8% interest spread over 25 years from 2011 till 2035. Now, we're going to leave intentionally some details out only to protect the guilty from further shame, further embarrassment, and further ridicule. Needless to say, both Jason Bay and Bobby Bonilla are not needy. These two wonderful former Metropolitans make more money than any other current Metropolitan outfielder. Bobby Bonilla, the salary turns into a pension. Retirement never paid so much. And by the way, as far as exhibition games go, that is still being thought about. That is still being formulated. And the Yankees and the Mets will probably do a couple of exhibition games before we get underway at the end of the month. Travel very much a consideration here, or lack thereof, so that the Yankees and the Metropolitans, too, don't have to spread themselves thin traveling and risking any kind of injury or risking any kind of activity with the virus. So the Yankees and the Metropolitans may be getting together for a couple of exhibition games. There is no firm number on that. As far as with the NBA is concerned, as far as Sean Marks, GM of the Empty Nets, as far as he's concerned, he is not going to keep his team out of Orlando, even though his team may very well want to be not anywhere near Orlando, what with the virus having its way in a number of states, as you know, including Florida. And Spencer Dinwiddie and DeAndre Jordan and Wilson Chandler, to name three, are not going to be around. Even though Dinwiddie, as you know, did test positive for the virus, he is recovering nicely, which is, of course, terrific news, and has yet to decide, health notwithstanding, he has yet to decide whether or not he will show up at Disney World at the end of the month. And as you know, also, the Nets are number seven with the seeding, and of course they're a half a game up on Orlando. And if you believe in magic, I mean, let's face it, it would take a miracle for the Nets to advance past the first round of games, because they are not going to fall. But they could fall into the number eight seed, which would just be a total disaster, because then they would take on Milwaukee. And if they do end up staying in the number seven seed, as you know, they would have to take on Toronto. So the Nets really need to lose and get back to Brooklyn safe and sound and out of that Orlando bubble. And, of course, already, as you know, Adam Silver, you know, he is thinking if the virus is going to be, you know, coming out of the Haunted Mansion and Cinderella's Castle and on the ship, not the good ship Lollipop, but the Pirates of the Caribbean. And, of course, with the seven dwarfs on the premises, including Sneezy, this does not bode well for staying healthy for the very beginning of the NBA season, right through the very end. But Adam Silver has been talking about and thinking about coming up with the idea that if the virus is going to be having its way by the time they tip off, he will delay the start of the NBA. And we were talking last night a little bit in the opening monologue. We're not there yet, but we're coming close. We can't say it just right now. We don't want to say it because we have been waiting, and desperately so. We have been so wanting to see some games, baseball and the football. Well, the football, that's another matter a couple of months away, but still, you know, they have some contingency plans too. But we have so desperately wanted to see with baseball and the NBA and with the hockey. And again, you know, the New York Rangers and the New York Islanders, they are not likely to be winning a Stanley Cup, but both of those teams could be very well eligible to get the number one pick in the NHL draft lottery. And we'll explain that a little bit later on. It is the most bizarre and surreal system in which the Rangers and the Islanders, those two teams, could end up with the number one pick. Now, the worst team in the NHL was Detroit, and they're going to be picking number four. All right, that may make sense, even though, I mean, they really could have been the number one team. They had the worst record, but you know how this all works, so they're going to be picking number four. The Rangers and the Islanders could be picking, one of those two teams could be picking number one. We'll get into the program with that. And they still have yet to pick the two hubs. They don't say cities, but of course we've been through this before. It would be too easy to say city. It would be way too easy to say community, village, hamlet. No. It has to be hub. And it does appear there's going to be two Canadian hubs. Las Vegas is out because the virus has taken over all arenas in Las Vegas. And so it could be Edmonton. It could be Toronto. Those two hubs have the inside track. You would think by now that would be the least of their situation. And I think the reason being that they are delayed and a little bit late naming the two hubs is because they tried to figure out that of the 16 qualifying teams, of the eight teams that will end up losing and being eliminated from the qualifying round, those eight teams are going to be in the running for that number one draft choice, that number one pick in the lottery, and that most likely will include the New York Rangers and the New York Islanders. So of the 16 qualifying round, in the 16 teams in the qualifying round, the losers are going to have a great chance of having the overall number one pick in that lottery coming up in early August. So right now, an unknown team is going to have that number one pick, and we'll find out the mystery team, the unknown team, in early August. So everything is in play, and you know that the NFL only is going to play two exhibition games, so don't forget to get a refund on the games that will not be played, and let me know when that refund does come in the mail. What is it? And what it is 1-877-337-6666. As we're getting underway on a Wednesday schmooze of the SBORTS right up until Amy Lawrence at 3 on your Fan New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.